he got over there and found out how terrible conditions were and how responsible he felt Leopold of Belgium was for these terrible conditions. And so he wrote an open letter to Leopold, the King of the Belgians. He called him everything. He wrote a report to the President of the United States on what he had found in the Congo. And he then had shot his bolt there. Collis Huntington withheld support from him from that point on. He went around the Cape and up the west coast of, I'm sorry, up the east coast of Africa to Egypt, where he lectured before the Egyptian Geographical Society. Then he took a boat back to England, and on the boat he met a young woman. He had been married, but he'd separated from his wife, and probably not divorced. I can't find no proof of divorce. But he took up with an English woman on the boat, on board ship, and they sailed on. They arrived in England together. Then he got sick in London, and this English woman took him to Blackpool for the sea air, and he died there with her. She didn't die, but he did. She was prostrate for days mm-hmm. in mourning. But he was 41 years old. He'd done all that by that time. Mm-hmm. His body was not brought back to this country, and he was buried in Blackpool, England. I followed him. I began to follow him in the early 1940s. And I followed him off and on, did research on him for 40 years. And I published a biography of him in 1985. And it was reviewed widely. It was published by the University of Chicago Press. It was later republished by the Duke University Press. Still in print. And it's my favorite book.
Dr. Franklin, we're here at the 18th Annual Human Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights in Austin, discussing Brown versus Board of Education, its 50th anniversary. But to get from Plessy B. Ferguson in 1896 to 2004, the 50th anniversary, can you connect the two, Plessy with Brown v. Board?
Oh, sure. Plessy,
I know you can't
with you. Plessy, which is a case that came up in Louisiana in 1896, came to the Supreme Court, was a case in which Plessy, who looked like a white man, and they knew he was, but they knew he was not legally white in Louisiana, when he got on the train in New Orleans going some distance there in Louisiana, he was told that he had to sit back with the black people, and he said that he wasn't going to sit back there, and they arrested him, and he was charged with trespassing and violating the law, and he took the case to the United States Supreme Court finally.
The late John Hope Franklin, noted historian. Franklin died on March 25th, 2009. He was 94. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and X. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's AmericanArchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a real song.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Lend me your ears. I'll play you some records. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. This is episode number 141, CruisinTheDecades.com. And on today's show, wartime patriotic songs of World War I and World War II. Plus, we find time for a little love in your heart. Remembering Roberta Flack, David Johansen, and Joey Mulland of Badfinger. And a humdung dinger from Dingersville, plus a double dose of Doris in the 1950s. Cruisin' the Decades begins over 100 years ago in 1917. A very popular song from the World War I era that was actually originally composed for voice and piano. This was a sheet music song at the dawn of the recorded music era. Sheet music sales actually outsold recorded music as it was a brand new technology. Well, then the popular version of this song came out in late 1917. This song is from Helen Clark and Chorus, a real patriotic tune. What kind of an American are you? On Cruisin' the Decades.
What kind of an American are you?
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruising the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
An invitation, that's how I come to vent. Talk about the old novelties, this was another affair. I know that you will be surprised when I tell you who was there. There was Greenberg, Lumberg, Blumberg, Brumberg, Bamberg, Hamburg, Goldberg too, Ginsberg, Lindsberg, Timberg, Bimberg, Weisberg, Eisberg, Silverberg too. But listen, people, that's not all. Who else do you think was in the hall? There was Kleinberg, Weinberg, Feinberg, Steinberg, Scheinberg, Meinberg, there and say. The voices all came from everywhere. Every boy in the world was there. And where do you think they held the affair? In Pittsburgh, PA. Oh, listen, people, I forgot to tell you it was a golden anniversary. Steinberg bought the gold watch and tried to sell it to the host. Greenberg said he couldn't come without bringing something in gold, so he brought his friend Goldberg. Mrs. Lindsberg bought a goldenrod. Mr. Hamburg bought a bowl of goldfish. Mr. Ginsberg went up to the hostess and said, here is a little present for you that will be very useful. And he handed her a box of gold dust, powder. Mr. and Mrs. Weisberg, who gave the gold anniversary party, was not married 60 years. They were only married 5 years, but they needed the gold. Everybody at the party was feeling up all right. But just like every other party, it ended in a fight. Little A.B. Cone was there, that's what they fought about. Cause he didn't have a boy at the end of his name. They went and going. When he got outside, he was all in. Right on the floor, poor Colin dropped. And who do you think fell right on top? There was Kleinburg, Feinburg, Steinburg, Scheinburg, Einburg, Meinburg, dare and say. I'll tell you how the fight began. Mrs. Goldberg danced with a man. He told her she was older than Pittsburgh, PA.
It's Cruising the Decades with over a full century of music, one song per decade. That recording is from 1920. It's by Monroe Silver, and it's called Pittsburgh, PA. That's actually a comedy record. That's a bit of Jewish history right there. And in Yiddish, English, or Yinglish, as they called it, a silly song from 1920. We'll dedicate that to all of our listeners in Western Pennsylvania who listen on WRCT Radio, the college and community radio station in Pittsburgh that broadcasts our show every Friday morning. WRCT is a volunteer operation of Carnegie Mellon University, and it's one of the 58 stations that broadcast our program each week, cruisingthedecades.com. Now, chronologically, we go into the 1930s, so the Cruise in the Decades time machine moves forward to 1931, kind of a fun folk blues number here by Jimmy Davis. This is called She's a Hum-Dum Dinger from Dingersville. This is 1931 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Talk about your girls, but you ought to see mine. She ain't so good looking, but she dress so fine. She's long, she's tall, she's a handsome queen. She's got ways like a mowing machine. She's a hum-dum dinger from Dingersville. Ooh, watch her strut her stuff. I took her to church in my hometown. Preacher got hot and throwed his Bible down. Says I've been a preaching long, long time. Deacon, get yours, boys, I got mine. She's a hum-dum dinger from Dingersville. Watch her strut her stuff. Old Brother Deacon by the old fireplace, run that sister one awful race. Overtook her way uptown. She got warm and turned his damper down. She's a hum-dum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Back. She knocked at the knees and she ball a jack. Steady, Jane, steady, don't you bother me. I'll whip you down with a single tree. She's a hum-dum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Now church is over, singing's done. Not much preaching, but lots of fun. She's a hum-dum danger from Dingersville. Watch her strut her stuff.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music.
In the decades, one song per decade, 1940s, a World War II song from a British big band, Sam Brown and the Six Swingers. That one's called Berlin or Bust, a wartime anti-fascism song from the early 40s, much better known in the UK than in the US, but a rather valuable historical song. CruisinTheDecades.com. Nothing like the early 1950s and the delightful optimism of Doris Day. We'll do a double dose of Doris right here, starting out with a duet with Johnny Ray and then followed by an early morning wake-up song. Doris Day on Cruising the Decades.
I want a full-time job making love to you. I'll do anything you want.
But if you have no plan to use a full-time man, a part-time job will do.
I want a full-time job, being close to you, making all your dreams come true.
But if your heart don't throb about a full-time job, a part-time job will do.
You wouldn't have to pay me a nickel or a dime.
As long as you would let
do
me
what?
Give myself a little bit of crazy overtime.
I want a full-time job, holding hands with you. I think you'd kind of like it too.
don't need a part-time job. I want a full-time job, but a part-time job will do. I want a full-time job, making love to you.
I'll do anything you want me to.
But if you have no plan to use a full-time man,
a part-time job will do.
I want a full-time job, being close to you,
making all your dreams come true.
But if your heart don't throb about a full-time job,
a part-time job will do. You wouldn't have to pay me a nickel or a dime.
Well, baby, if you'd let me, then I know you won't forget me. And it isn't any crime to have a gratis overtime.
I want a full-time job, holding hands with you. I think you'd kind of like it too.
Don't need a part-time job, I want a full-time job, but a part-time job will do.
There wouldn't be no point in living, and I know we'll be forgiven. It's a full-time job with you.
Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live. When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts dropping his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. But still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Those 1950s songs are so short, we had to do two in a row to fully appreciate the voice and sound of Doris Day cruising the decades, 100 years of music, and cruisingthedecades.com for all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. And let's zip forward now to the late 1960s, a message that is more important than ever today, and a song that I got to join a band here in Ohio where we produce this show. I got to go on stage with Mark Lee Shannon and my other brothers and play keys on this song. Now, the keyboard was unplugged, so I didn't damage the song, but I got to look great and sing some backups at a recent concert here. But they covered this song. Jackie DeShannon, Put a Little Love in Your Heart on Cruisin' the Decades.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you.
Hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition.
Matter What from 1970 on Cruisin' the Decades, remembering Badfinger's founding guitarist and the last remaining original member of the band, Joey Mulland of Badfinger, passed away recently at age 77. So remembering Joey Mulland of Badfinger, and right around the same time frame came word of the loss of Roberta Flack. She was 88 years old. This is the best-known song by R&B singer Roberta Flack.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
the late Roberta Flack on Cruise in the Decades from 1973. That song had a major revival in 1996 when the Fugees did an update version. It's Cruise in the Decades and remembering notable artists we have lost recently. It's been a tough few weeks. Up next, remembering the work of David Johansen. Born in 1950, David Johansen was the frontman of the New York Dolls and became quite an actor as well. His best-known part was for playing the Ghost of Christmas Past in the film Scrooged in 1988. He had also appeared in the HBO drama series Oz and television's Jim Henson Hour. And he was a co-star in the 1994 version of Car 54, Where Are You? The movie version of that classic series. Meanwhile, a surprise dance club line dance chart-topping pop hit came about under his alias in the mid-80s. So we're not going to play New York Dolls, but we are going to move chronologically into the 80s for a big hit by Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue. This was a 1987 hit, and this is David Johansen under the alias Buster Poindexter, cruising the decades, remembering David Johansen.
Olé!
Feel it!
100 years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Radiohead, High and Dry, from a remarkable album, The Bends, in 1996. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, moving now into the aughts. We're up to the year 2000. Y2K with Destiny's Child. This one was from the Charlie's Angels movie soundtrack and an 11-week number one record, Destiny's Child on Cruisin' the Decades.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own corner and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing.
Worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet.
Destiny's Child from 2000 on Cruisin' the Decades, a global experiment in radio and music and the power of a great song to bring people together across vast distances through the radio airwaves. We want to say hello to listeners on some of our newest stations, including KKDG, 99.7 Radio Free Durango, and now Cruisin' the Decades is heard 7 nights a week, 6 p.m. Eastern on Bigfoot Radio Network, where the legends come to life. And in our nation's capital, all of our lawmakers and elected officials and some that were never even elected listen frequently Saturday nights on The Gamut at thegamut.fm and on WTOP HD3 in Washington, D.C. We're also heard worldwide on high-powered shortwave radio, long-distance high-powered radio signals. And let's check in with Martin in Poland, our shortwave shout-outs.
We're cruising the decades and around the world. Here's Martin with her shout-out show.
Welcome back, music lovers. I'm Martine, your radio best on Cruising the Decades. Grab a cup of tea or something stronger, and let's give some shout-outs. Say hello to Peter in Worden, Netherlands, tuning in via Channel 292. Dutch radio listeners like Peter really know their vintage music. So glad to have you with us. Dan is listening in from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh, on WBCQ The Planet. Aliquippa's steel-town grit is perfect for some good old rock and roll. Welcome, Dan. Christopher in New Hampshire is tuning in on WBCQ The Planet as well. The Granite State has its own solid rock spirit, and we're glad to have you, Christopher. Let's welcome Jackson in Charlottesville, Virginia. Listen on 97.9 The Wren. Real oldies. Charlottesville has a real love for classic tunes, and we're thrilled you're part of the show, Jackson. And Marty from Syracuse, New York, catching us on WRMI Radio Miami International shortwave. Syracuse has deep radio roots. Thanks for bringing some of that energy our way, Marty. Keep in touch by writing to Brad at brad@thesummit.fm or head over to cruisingthedecades.com to connect with us anytime.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
It's pretty amazing, the power of radio and the power of music. In 2013, Michael Franti and Spearhead, I'm Alive, Life Sounds Like, on Cruising the Decades.
Everybody wants me to be who they want me to be except you. Sounds like
Michael Franti and Spearhead from 2013. He's been doing this for years, since the early 90s, when he was in the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy. And there's also a semi-documentary Power of Music film that he did over 10 years ago now, but a great film called I Know I'm Not Alone. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, and now a 2025 selection from Stereophonics, a Welsh band formed in 1992. This is such a catchy new number. This one is called There's Always Gonna Be Something on Cruising. Cruising the Decades.
Yesterday's doing fine, not too much on my mind. Dragging my feet in the sand, looking out at the sea. Today my mind's not right, got the weight of the world on fire. I'm burning my energy, I'm bringing it to my knees. Imposter cries, be the thief. Stop stealing pain for yourself. I leave nothing for death, it bones. And the solitude jested jokes, igniting my energy. I'm bringing me to my knees.
Gonna be something. That's from a recent album, Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Cry, Make 'em Wait. Their first studio album in 3.5 years. Stereophonics on Cruisin' the Decades. Find all of the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.